W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for streaming. Thank you for listening, however you do. We appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. From the cockles, if you will. Or even if you won't. It's what we do. Coming up on the show today, goddamn. Also, a nightclub no-no. and the good news is the candy is okay.
Is it?
The candy is okay.
Are you sure?
We have word the candy is okay. That will be all illuminated to you by the end of the show.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the candy tested?
It's not that type of thing. Ooh. Alrighty, so of course, and on Monday we air our grievances. If you've got a grievance, whether it be with us or the world in general, you can air your grievance as well. Just give us a call and leave a message at 916-281-9390. Your grievance, your defense of poor Jason, or whatever it might be, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
So thanks in advance for going ahead and doing that. I'll mention it again because I mentioned it on Wednesday's show. The Morning Crunchwrap podcast is back in full effect each weekday morning. You can listen to it's one news story broken down and what it really means in a 5 to 10 minute podcast. Super small, super digestible. You know, one of those things that just a little bite sized morsel of stuff. And it's probably a news story that you have not heard about. So I try and dig up something that might not be out in the ether, or that, you know, if you just get your news from Facebook, you haven't heard about it.
And then sometimes you're able to predict.
Well, I mean, just because it's the story of that, it might have happened a couple of days prior to when the show drops. But if you haven't heard about it, it's news to you.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
And what you...
Now,
exactly.
No, I was saying
uh-huh.
was that sometimes you record something and but the story blows up after you've already talked about it.
You know, honestly, most of these stories don't blow up because they're so under the radar things that you would not have heard of it. That's the whole thing. If it's a story that's going to blow up, I'm probably not going to talk about it.
But you don't know that sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm just saying you're an influencer now, Nate.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, you,
fantastic.
You're starting to influence the news.
I would have, and here's the other thing. Fun things coming on the Instagram page of both the WTH podcast and the Morning Crunchwrap podcast. So we've got good Insta. We've got good Insta is what I'm saying.
News before you hear it.
Here we go. Take a quick look at this one right here. In case this is from a week ago. Look at that lovely graphic with the Statue of Liberty and Donald Trump's face.
Give me your porn. Nope.
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 Go. So it's the Morning Crunchwrap on Instagram. So check that out as well.
And to be honest though, Nate, it's not like we put the Statue of Liberty there. It was French. So like,
it's true.
It's if there's them. And so, you know, it doesn't really apply.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had to make her green cause they didn't want her to be black.
Well, that, and they made her out of copper and she just sort of,
yeah, she's going to be brown.
She does have a,
yeah, she used to be brown. That's what I'm saying.
She does have a slave, shackle on her feet.
It's not the chains of justice.
No. I'm just kidding. It's not the chains of justice.
You like that?
This is chains of just us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad times. Anywho, So before we get into our grievances and all of that fun stuff, we're getting close to bat. I got my first email, Kareem, from the Sacramento Kings telling me it was already time to start getting my tickets.
Yes.
I have never been a season ticket subscriber to the Kings. Not saying it's never going to happen, but it's not super likely. But yeah, you are a season ticket holder.
With four other people.
Right. Virtually everybody I know who's had Kings season tickets have gone in with a group of people like that. So So it's not like you're buying the whole group.
Yeah, and it's easier because there's a lot of fucking games to try to make it to by yourself. Mm-hmm.
41 home games in the regular season. So it's not as many as baseball season, but it is a lot to get out to. Jason, you've not been to a Kings game. Have you?
Yeah, I've been to plenty of Kings games.
At Golden One?
I've been just to the one
that we went to.
Yeah, that was the Summer League.
Right.
So that's the only game that I've been to there. Did I go to one? I think I might have been to one other one.
I didn't take you to one? Or did I just take Nate?
I think you did take me to one other one. But I'm not a huge basketball fan anymore, you know? So
before we get into all that, it's a week old now, but Chris Cuomo from CNN was enraged after a guy hurled an Italian slur at him. And here's what it sounded like.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk ass bitches from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN.
Oh, you're much.
Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your?
And they use it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian? It's a fucking insult to your people. It's an insult to your fucking people. It's like the N-word for us. Wow. Is that a cool fucking thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll fucking play. If you've got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But don't be gonna fall me.
Hey, man.
Insult.
Hey, listen.
What?
He seems pretty reasonable.
Well, I mean, he is being a jerk to him, right?
Right.
Yeah, you're going to have a big fucking problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Don't fucking insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
You call me Fredo. It's like I call you punk bitch. You like that? You want that to be your nickname?
I didn't call you that.
You called me Fredo. You know my name's not fucking Fredo.
I thought your name was.
You did not think my name was fucking Fredo. Don't be a liar. You
want
to be a man? Stand up like a man.
I'm standing up, man.
You want to be a man out here? Then fucking own it. Then own what you said.
Hey.
Then own what you said.
Listen, take them. I have a problem with you.
You're going to have a fucking problem.
What are you going to do about it?
I'll fucking ruin your shit.
Then.
I'll fucking
something.
Throw you down these stairs like a fucking punk.
Please do.
Why? So you can fucking sue?
You don't want to.
So you can fucking sue?
Well, why don't you do it?
Go take a swing. You want to call me Fredo? Take a fucking swing.
I'm not going to swing.
Take a fucking swing. Watch your fucking hands.
I'm not going to
take a swing. Watch your fucking hands. Take a swing. No, no. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. So you want to call me shit? Call me shit then.
Listen, man. I'm not doing anything.
I'll fucking wreck your shit. I'll fucking wreck your shit.
Stop.
You didn't know what you were doing with
me. I thought it was your name, man.
Now.
I thought it was your name.
You didn't know, right?
Hey,
you didn't know what you were saying, right?
I thought it was his name.
I'm breaking it up. This is my body.
Hey, look at all these cameras. You're in for it.
You call me Fredo?
What's he in for? For being like shown as like he's not a snowflake, is he?
Yeah, he's not going to bend because you show up and act like a little bitch. A CNN spokesperson tells TMZ that Chris defended himself when he was verbally attacked with the use of an ethnic slur in an orchestrated setup. We completely support him. I don't know that Fredo is an ethnic slur.
It kind of is, right? It's a stereotype from a movie.
Donald Trump Jr. said Fredo isn't the N-word for Italians. It just means you're dumb, brother.
Well, thank God Donald Trump Jr. weighed in. That fucking mook.
And
cause we need to hear what this asshole has to say.
Oh, man. I have so much more respect for Chris because he gets on my fucking nerves sometimes. But that's what they do. They say shit like that, and then when you step to him, they'll be like, oh.
And especially when it's going to be like, he knows what he's doing when he says Fredo, because most people aren't going to be offended. Like, are going to be like, that's not racial. That's not, but if you're Italian, if you're the Chris Cuomo type of Italian that he just showed there, mm-hmm. then you're going to be looking at it like that, because Fredo is the Greek brother. Like that was like,
I'm smart.
I thought that was his name. I thought that was your name.
He knew it wasn't his name. You know,
he knew what the fuck he was doing.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He was trolling. He didn't think he was going to get stepped.
No, he was hoping to. He was just hoping that Chris, he knew that Chris would be that offended by it, because that's like, if you would have called him a WAP, if you would have said the W word like WAP, or if you would have called him, what's the other one that the Italians say?
Guinea.
Yeah.
I've seen The Sopranos. Yeah. I know.
But you say, so he called him Fredo because the other two are so noticeable as slurs.
Right.
That's why he used Fredo.
Yeah,
and he was hoping that that Chris Cuomo would do something, and they were taping it. There was a low angle camera.
Like
he's not going to notice that.
Yeah,
but the bottom line is, if you're somebody like Chris Cuomo, you have to assume, if you're a public figure and you're out in public and someone comes up and starts giving you shit, that there's going to be at least three cameras rolling on you.
Oh yeah,
whether they're part of some orchestrated thing or just some random person videotaping it.
Yeah. He might be able to run for president right now and win.
Oh yeah.
After people see that, I guarantee you.
Here's what I need. I need that Chris Cuomo to be on TV.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
You might start seeing more of that now, because
people would start watching CNN again.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing. And by the way, Donald Trump Jr.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. You weaselly little...
Hey, listen, you're so stupid that they didn't prosecute you for any crimes.
Yeah, right.
That's how stupid you are.
Well, yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. let's not get ahead of ourselves and say, oh, it's never going to happen, because it might happen. So, yeah, I want to see that Chris Cuomo is what I want to see. All right, let's get to it. Let's air him out. Hold on here. Let me make sure I... Want to make sure. Oh, yeah, it's this one.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right, what's been chewing at you? What's been getting in your britches and burrowing its way next to your anus? Jason.
Oh, man. So the president's been getting on my anus. But also, like, I'm trying to call out and incite any racists that are on my Facebook so I can know exactly who they are. So I post shit that's very, I made the post the other day, about if you're still support the white nationalist in chief, mm-hmm. You are arrested and complicit in these acts, something along those lines. Very, right. Very close to that. Right. And immediately people start responding and thumbs upping, and like, 'cause I know that the majority of my friends, are reasonable people. So it was a picture. It was, you know what it was? I got so upset. I got so fucking upset, with that picture of him and the baby. I don't give a fuck if the baby's uncle was a Trump supporter, or if its parents are a Trump supporter. Like the picture is in such sad, like, it's not even bad taste. It's just morose and just makes me cry. Like, it's, I don't even want to look at it. Like, 'cause it's so fucking shitty. And I got a lot of people that commented and said right things. And then somebody that is related to me by marriage said, you're a racist, changed my mind. But before that, he said, be part of the solution then and not the problem. And I say, I've been telling my Trump supporting friends this for years. Really, you know. so then when he said that you're a racist, changed my mind, I just corrected as your.
Yeah, you used the wrong form of your.
So I just, but I mean, I was able to identify at least two. I know one for sure. that uncle has to. I mean, like, he has to prove it to me at this point now. I know he doesn't think he is. He also tried to tell me not to quote the scripture. Yeah.
Well, I mean, his profile picture. I mean, he seems real nice.
Yeah.
I mean, that the thing he's holding is in no way a substitution for his lack of penis.
Yeah. I mean, he's a he's a he's a veteran.
Uh-huh.
Like a hard one.
But it's just, and I respect him that, and his son Josh is, he has two good kids. Like, his son Josh is amazing. He's a good guy. And he just, his son just sent me a thing saying about how he totally dug this podcast on Kendrick Lamar. And it was like how awesome it was. His son's a good kid. You know, and it's like, but he lives in Japan with his wife, who's a doctor. You know what I mean? Like, you know how many times his dad's been to visit him?
No.
Zero. And he has a grandkid there.
Japan's far.
I don't give a fuck, man. Like, he has, did you see what he was just holding in that fucking, you know how much money that right there is?
Yeah.
That's a couple round trip tickets. That's not one. That's not two. It's a couple. Now, if he doesn't own it, whatever. But here's the thing is then he told me not to, his, people call him preacher, all right? So I quoted the Bible, Timothy 2, which is Paul telling Timothy how to be a good leader and what you need to do if you're as leading, right? I mean, that's like that's why it's called after him, because it's Paul telling him how to be good and how to follow the gospel, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, right? So I quoted the piece about the overseer and like what is to be seen in an overseer, somebody seeks to be overseer. And it's everything that Trump is not. And then he told me not to quote the scripture out of context. And he tells me to go back to Romans 1. Like, get the fuck out. I can't even respond to it because it's so fucking idiotic. I didn't pick one piece. I did the whole verse. I did the whole fucking verse about it. Why? Because I knew that he was going to fucking try to pull some shit like that. I know for a fact I've had a pastor before to a church that I've gone to preach just on a passage and about what that one passage means, all right? And then he'll talk about a little bit about the history. Like, he would talk about how this was the Paul, right? Paul's, word to Timothy. But man, just fucking pisses me off so much. So then I quoted another piece of scripture after he said that, which said all of God's words can be utilized to show man his wrong and truth. You know, yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here. He did not respond to that because he knows he's fucking wrong. And I'm fucking tired of it. So, hey, what's up, friends? On my friends list, you're getting called out. Or I'm going to be inciting you. That's what my fucking... But at the same time, it was just such a horrible picture and just proved like everything about what's wrong with this guy in the front. Not aside from my relative. I feel bad because he's I've hung out with him before and he's a nice guy and he served and I want to respect him. But at the same time, like if you can't identify what racism is and how it's part of us just because we're being brought up in America. Like, but no, but like, that's unfortunately, I can't wait for all these guys to die.
Not everybody not everybody who served is a good person.
I know that. And I'm not trying to say, but I'm just saying that he also raised two kids that are good. He raised a good kid. You know what I mean? He also raised a good kid who also served. You know what I mean? Like, And has feelings and understands and like his, I think he gets pissed off because his son likes my shit over his, like especially on there. Like his son was, anyhow. I feel bad in a sense, and I love him, and I just wish you would understand that I'm not like, I don't know where he thinks I'm speaking from of my, I understand, like I'm speaking from my experience, and he's not honoring what my experience is in any way, and I've heard how guys talk, like. Like him, I've heard how they talk. I know how these guys talk, and it makes me sad. Just like when I think about my dad sometimes too, and some of his friends that I've known for years, because there's not going to be any saving these guys, and there is no saving them, because they can't recognize the fucking problem, which is you're racist, and if you can't come to terms with the fact that you are racist, and you're just because you're raised in America, you're going to be racist. Like, you're going to be fucking stuck. You're going to be stuck. And you're not going to ever get past it. And that's not saying that you're a racist and use the N-word or shit like that. It's the systemic side of it and just thinking that there's not an issue there. And understand like, oh, just because there's three guys in front of me that are young, that are black, and they're having a good time with each other in front of me, I shouldn't be trying to clutch myself up and trying to make myself feel like, you know, like what if these guys turn on me or something like that. I mean, part of that's just me being a guy that's short and has asthma, but at the same time, like I shouldn't be like, if it was three white kids, would I be feeling the same way? And it's understanding and realizing those little pieces that that helps you not be a fucking racist, but you have to admit that you have a fucking problem in the first place. And these people are so wrapped into to not even hearing that or understanding that, that they're fucked. So you're fucked, Uncle Sam. You're fucked, and I'm sorry. Unless you can realize that. Your son realizes that. I know you don't think your son's an idiot. His wife, who's a doctor, doesn't think he's an idiot.
Okay.
Okay.
Kareem? You don't have to try and top that.
No, I'm not. But before I go into that, my grievance, the uncle of that baby is a fucking idiot.
The baby in Jason's post.
The baby in Jason's post.
Yes.
Because he's one of those people who take this wherever the fuck you want to. One of the things that happened with those people in El Paso, and I don't wish any harm on them or any other Latinos, is that they thought that they weren't, they thought that they were immune. So they thought that it was only the black people. So they side with white people against black people. Like, oh, well, we're the good ones. So they're not talking about us. And then this shit happens. It's like, oh, shit, they're talking about us, too.
By a guy that was quoting Trump on the regular.
Exactly.
By the way, I believe that Trump said Mexicans are rapists and murderers, but some of them are good people.
Yes.
So
there's assumed that he's one of the good people.
One of the good ones?
And that the people are lying on Trump or misunderstanding them. So now it's time. I'm sorry that you lost your family members, but fuck you. So that's on that part. My grievance is with people who didn't pay fucking attention to politics until Barack Obama became a thing. Both black and white people.
Right.
Motherfuckers who did not pay attention to how can you expect to learn from history if you don't even know the fucking history that you lived through? One of my friends posted with this stupid ass tweet that Donald Trump did about the Clintons having something to do with Epstein's murder.
Yeah, the conspiracy theory.
And one of my friends posted that the media and the government didn't do anything to Bill Clinton when he was in office. And I was like, where the fuck were you during that time period? Because if you think that the media and the government didn't do shit to Bill Clinton or even Hillary with Benghazi, then you have no fucking clue of what happened in the last 30 years.
Well, and that's the thing, because they watch either they don't pay attention at all, or they just watch Fox News or listen to the president or someone like him, and they go, oh, this never happened.
Yeah,
and it's just lies.
No, it was like he was like, what did they do? I was like, what the fuck, dude? We lived through that. This isn't something from the history books, something that happened 100 years ago.
It was on videotape.
We lived through this shit. So you weren't paying attention to politics during your 20s and 30s, mm-hmm. and then Barack Obama got elected, and then all of a sudden you're paying attention. You're like, oh, what the fuck were the Clintons doing? The Clintons did all this shit. Like, no, dumbass. This shit, I am not a Bill Clinton supporter. Never was a Bill Clinton supporter. I always saw him for the used fucking car salesman he was. A motherfucker is smart as hell, but he is a fucking used car salesman.
His nickname is Slick Willie.
Slick Willie. I've called him Slick Willie from the first time I saw him. When I saw him playing Arsenio Hall, I said, that motherfucker is a con guy. I said it then. So I am not defending Bill Clinton in any way, form, or fashion. But the government was up his ass the way they're up Donald Trump's ass now. Actually, it's worse.
Right, because the special prosecutor had no qualms about dropping, he should definitely be impeached.
Yes.
Because he lied.
About
getting a blowjob. Not in the Oval Office, by the way. Not in the Oval Office.
No, just
in the
lied.
Office adjacent to the Oval Office. Yes. So the idea that was the narrative, he was getting blowjobs in the Oval Office.
And we would have never known that was going on had it not been for the media and the government being up his ass. That's the only reason why it existed.
Man, they're always up the president's ass.
No, but what I'm saying is
they were not up George Bush's ass.
They were not up George Bush's ass.
At all.
The media gave George Bush the biggest fucking pass. 9/11 happened, and then the media stopped doing their fucking job.
Yep.
Yeah, well, the Daily Show tried to.
Daily Show tried. No.
That was it, though. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
So,
Daily Show is the one place you could get news.
But you motherfuckers that didn't pay attention to politics, or when people were telling you that this was where shit was going, and you were like, oh, you're just being overdramatic. Like, no, this is what we were telling you that was coming. And the shit's here. And you're still doubling down on the dumb shit because you did not pay attention to your life, to the world. So, fuck y'all. You're dumb pieces. I mean, let's say pieces of shit. Because that would make pieces of shit dumber than they are.
Oh, man.
All right. So, my grievance is also social media based. A status update posted a week ago now. Welcome to 2019, where we can react to things we consider bigoted, intolerant, and hateful by being bigoted, intolerant, and hateful, and then a bunch of chin-rubbing emojis. The person who posted this is a former boss of mine who is African-American. And it sparked a he tends to like to troll. He says he's not trolling. He's legitimately curious about what people think. There were a lot of people that were saying exactly or interesting observation. A few people questioned it, and someone said, so if I speak out against Trump leading a rally in my state of North Carolina and they all chant, send them home, am I hateful or bigoted or intolerant? And his response was, no, it depends on how you speak out. So I'm really sorry that I'm not tolerant of hateful, bigoted intolerance. I'm really sorry if that bothers you.
That's really the one thing that requires intolerance is intolerance.
I'm just saying.
No, I mean, it's.
So this idea of the idea that you have to be tolerant all the time of every viewpoint.
You know what happens when you're tolerant of everything?
People run the fuck over you.
Oh no, I mean, what happens is you get 1930s Germany.
That's just not caring. So that's one thing. And there's another end to this. And I'm not singling this person out by name because he's also been attacking people for claiming video games cause violence. So he likes to play all over the thing, but he got very upset and is very upset by the let me go through this. I'm having to scroll down a lot to find it. Good Lord. Here we go. More. Aha. Nope. That's a video game. Fat Thor. Here we go. He's upset that people are saying that mass shootings are a white male problem. And posted a grid of shooters who are not white men. It's true. There are some shooters that aren't white men. But and someone replied, the attack on the white male father figures makes me sick to my stomach. I am, for one, thankful for the amazing men in my life. They are kind, hardworking, selfless men who exemplify what it means to be a man. I wouldn't want them to be any different. I said, guess it depends on who's posting. And then I posted a grid that was larger that was all white guys. And he said the point is that it's not a white male problem. The point is to vilify anyone else either. Caucasians make up 72% of the population. The ratio by the percentage, yada, 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 yada. My first reaction to this, and I did not say it on Facebook because I wanted to save it for the podcast. So you feel like you're being profiled because of the actions of a few. I feel real bad for you, and so does the entire African-American population. Because here's the thing. I'm not a white supremacist, so I don't get upset when people go, you know, we have a problem with white supremacy. Because we do have a problem with white supremacy. The number of hate groups is through the roof. That is empirically true. It's proven. The FBI is the one saying it.
Where's your AK-47 or your AR-15?
Oh, I don't have one. I don't. I'm not.
No, you can have one of mine.
There may or may not be a gun in our house, and my dad does have a rifle and a shotgun.
That's what country people do.
Which I shot from the time I was 10 years old. But if you are offended because they're saying that there is a white supremacy problem and you happen to be white, I'm sorry that you're upset that you were profiled, but you weren't actually profiled because no one has pulled you over and yanked you out of your pickup because you're white. That hasn't happened.
No.
People are saying things, bad things about white supremacists on TV, and you're starting to feel like, oh, everybody's attacking white people. No, they're not attacking all white people. You're one of the good ones. So be one of the good ones. See?
Yeah. All you have to do is not stick up for white supremacists.
Yeah. I mean,
that's all you have to do to not be a white supremacist is not stick up for them.
Yeah.
And to point at them when somebody asks, do you know what a white supremacist? Yeah. That guy over there, he said some things that are white.
Don't be Tucker Carlson and say white supremacy doesn't exist because I don't know any white supremacists.
First of all, that's good for you.
He does. He works at Fox News and he knows the president.
Oh, wow.
He knows. Just saying.
Can I say one thing real quick? Like last thing, like,
sure.
Cause the last part of that, but we're both white men, so we can't say any opinion on this.
Yes.
Fuck that, dude. Like, why would you fucking even say that? Like, no. Actually, the one thing as a white male dude you can have a fucking opinion about is about other white fucking dudes. That's like the one thing you can have a fucking opinion about. It just happens to be that your opinion is semi-white supremacist.
You know, I mean,
am I right? I mean, like, this is the one thing as a white guy you have to speak out about, right?
Yeah, I think so. And the other thing is, you know what? You don't have to say anything.
Like I said, it's all you, in order to not.
You can have an opinion, but don't be like, oh, well, I had an opinion and people all came down on me. Yeah. Yeah, they did. Because they think your opinion enables white supremacy. So, of course, they're going to come down on your opinion. I'm sorry, but that's kind of the way it works.
And that's a good thing.
Have we gone overboard in certain areas where you can't say or do anything or have a slip of any kind without people just blowing their shit up and being like, meh? Yeah, we have. But this is not one of those cases.
This is not.
It really isn't. Meanwhile, in Australia, this is amazing. What not to do in an Australian nightclub. So this dude, speaking of white dudes, look at him there. He's going to swing around. Oh, there it goes. He decided to swing on a sprinkler pipe. And the cops really want to talk to him. he caused it to burst and flood a popular city nightclub in Adelaide. He was dancing on a table at Fat Controller before he grabbed the overhead pipe with one hand and swung down to the ground. As he did, the pipe burst and began flooding the night spot. He can then be seen casually walking away and not looking back because, well, that's probably the right thing to do.
Oh man,
dude, act casual.
He did pretty good job. I mean, like, he just like he looked. You can tell he's embarrassed too, because you see how his shoulders are slumped right there.
Yeah,
right?
Patrons were forced to evacuate the club after the incident, which occurred just after 5 a.m. on Sunday. At 5 a.m. on Sunday, it's time to close the bar and go home.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a CBD nightclub.
Enough dancing.
Did you see that? It was a CBD nightclub.
Oh.
Like cannabinoid.
Oh, it's unfortunate.
It's just funny. Like, come on, man.
By the way, dudes, don't dance on the tables. That's for the ladies. All right.
That might have been the right type of bar for that.
So the evangelicals have finally gotten upset with Donald Trump. Why? Is it because he's speaking out against the poor and unfortunate? Is it because he's attacking people of different ethnicities? No. No.
Why is it then?
Oh, they're using it's him using the Lord's name in vain.
Mm.
Yeah. See, Paul Hardesty didn't pay much attention to President Donald Trump's campaign rally in Greenville, North Carolina last month until a third concerned constituent rang his cell phone. The residents of his district, he's a Trump-supporting West Virginia state senator, were calling to complain that Trump was using the Lord's name in vain. The third phone call is when I actually went and watched his speech because each of them sounded distraught. Now, he describes himself as a conservative Democrat. Here's what he would have seen. Trump crowing, "They'll be hit so goddamn hard," while bragging about Islamic state militants. And Trump recounting his warning to a wealthy businessman, quote, "If you don't support me, you're going to be so goddamn poor." Now, to most America, the comments went unnoticed. Instead, the nation was more focused on the whole "send her back" chant that broke out after Trump went after Ilhan Omar, who's an American citizen. But some Trump supporters were more fixated on his casual use of goddamn and off-term limits for many Christians, not to mention the numerous other profanities laced throughout his speech. Now, the issue recently hit a nerve among those who have become some of his most reliable supporters, white evangelicals who constitute much of that district. The group was key to the 2016 win, helping bolster the standing in critical swing states, and Trump likely needs to maintain that support if he wants to win a second term. But some are growing fatigued with the use of irreverent language that's often spewed at his rallies. He said, "I've had people come to me and say, you know, I voted for Trump, but if he doesn't tone down the rhetoric, I might just stay home this time." He hasn't heard yet back from the White House after urging the president in a formal letter to, quote, "reflect on your comments and never utter those words again," end quote. Now, using coarse language is far from the president's only behavior that might turn off the religious right. He's been divorced twice and faced constant allegations of extramarital affairs. He's previously supported abortion rights, has stumbled when trying to discuss the specifics of his religious beliefs, once referring to a book in the Bible as 2 Corinthians instead of 2 Corinthians. Yet to this point, Trump maintained broad support from evangelicals, including the unwavering backing of some prominent conservative Christian leaders. Jerry Falwell Jr. said, "We all wish he'd be a little more careful with his language, but it's not anything that's a deal breaker, and it's not something we're going to get morally indignant about." Uh-huh. Now, Trump's penchant for profanity dates back decades, from guest appearances on the Howard Stern Show to a speech to Nevada Republicans, which he dropped multiple F-bombs and cast Chinese officials as a bunch of motherfuckers. So, This is where they're going to plant their flag.
It is. Using the Lord's name in vain. Damn heathen. Goddamn heathens.
God damn it. God damn it. Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, come on.
Are you? Oh.
Did they take it down?
I swear to God. God damn it, everybody. My small town news story has been removed.
Oh, man. Was it a Maryland one?
It was not. It was not. You know, I'll find it somewhere else. God damn it. I'll find it somewhere else. Hey, Christian evangelicals, stop listening to the podcast. God damn it. God damn it. God damn it. God damn it. I don't care.
Car crashes.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to it.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right. Oh my God, I'm going to kill someone.
Oh, there's, there's a little arrow down the bottom.
I hate the internet. I hate the internet so much. Yeah, I still can't get rid of it. Go. There we go.
You got it, bro. You got it.
Headline, car crashes into Minnesota's largest candy store. The chocolate is fine. A driver crashed into Minnesota's largest candy store in Jordan early Sunday morning, missing a 40,000-piece puzzle the store hung up last week, but taking down a wall and window as collateral damage. But the store, a massive yellow barn that's part of Jim's Apple Farm, was reopened later Sunday with business announcing in a Facebook post, "We're happy to say that everyone is okay and that 80% of the chocolate table was untouched after the crash." Photos posted on Facebook show the vehicle took out a fence and then went right through a wall and a window at the candy shop. In one photo, someone's holding a Chevy emblem that came off the vehicle. The Minnesota State Patrol had few details about the crash, at first reporting it as an injury accident. According to the State Patrol, the crash happened around 1 a.m. Sunday morning when two cars crashed at U.S. 169 and Delaware Avenue, and one of the vehicles ran into the building housing the candy store. The store's Facebook page said the family-owned and operating business is supported by apple orchards and produce fields in Jordan and Belle Plaine and has been at its current location for 38 years. It operates from May to November selling candy, apples, I'm guessing candy apples as well, baked goods, fall produce, and other items, many made locally. A 2010 review of the store on HeavyTable.com says the sheer size of the store and its bright yellow color make it hard to miss if you're a driver.
Of course.
In a day when it's all about social media, and if Google can't find you, you don't exist. The only way you can find Minnesota's largest candy store is by driving right by it, in which case you can't miss it. Ironically, they are on social media now, so. The article they're referencing is completely outdated. But the good news, the candy is okay. I mean, that could have been terrible. I believe the Grand Forks Herald was probably told to take it down since the story is from the Twin Cities Pioneer Press. Okay, we're going to need you to take down the story, eh? Because you didn't...
We said that... I mean, we mentioned you in the article.
It's my deal, Wade. It's my deal, Wade. You can't... anyway... That's going to do it for Small Town News. That's going to do it for this episode of the WTH Podcast. Thanks, everybody, for supporting us by hitting that Shop Amazon tab and that Shop Target tab and communicating with us, calling us, emailing us, sending us little tips here and there. Oh, Jason. Taking up for Jason. It's all important. Have a great one. And remember, the Morning Crunchwrap Podcast, every weekday morning, get news that you wouldn't have gotten anywhere else. Yeah, we're still going out with the funky music.
Is this funky or is this bluesy?
Yes. It's a little funky, a little bluesy. It's all you need. Alrighty, have a good one, everybody. We'll see you next time.
That was freaking crazy.
I've sat here and I've listened to all of this, and it's very painful. It's very painful.